2 Chronicles, chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great train, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones, and when she came to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was not anything hid from Solomon which he did not tell her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his slaves, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts, and of your wisdom. Nevertheless, I didn't believe their words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it, and, look, the half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me. You exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your slaves, who stand continually before you, and hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, who delighted in you, to set you on his throne, to be king for Yahweh your God, because your God loved Israel, to establish them forever, therefore he made you king over them, to do justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in great abundance, and precious stones, neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the slaves also of Horam, and the slaves of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees terraces for the house of Yahweh, and for the king's house, and harps and psalteries for the singers, and there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which she had brought to the king. So she turned, and went to her own land, she and her slaves. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Besides that which the traders and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 bucklers of beaten gold, 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one buckler. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and supports on either side by the place of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the supports. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other on the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king had ships that went to Tarshish with the slaves of Horam. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish came, bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his tribute, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and raiment, armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, that he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he ruled over all the kings from the river even to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees who are in the lowland, for abundance. And they brought horses for Solomon out of Egypt, and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the history of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.